Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey folks, Evan Gulak here. Before we get to your regularly scheduled obituary, I wanted to tell you about a hilarious fiction podcast. Josie's Lonely Hearts Club is a semi-improvised audio drama set in the studio of New Mexico's third best romantic advice call-in show. The show splits its time between antics in the radio station and a gradually unfolding story about our insightful host. I got a chance to listen to the first episode and found its easy charm and offbeat humor made it difficult to stop listening. You can tune in to Josie's Lonely Hearts Club anywhere you listen to podcasts and follow them on Instagram at Good Story Guild. All right, goofballs, back to Crestfall you go. Hello, all. It is Evan.
And I am Nico. Before we begin, I believe we have some thanks to give.
Some serious thanks. The Audioverse Awards just wrapped up a few weeks ago, and we are extremely excited and humbled. Thank you all who nominated and voted for us, and thank you to everyone who continues to support the show.
And a super special thank you to all of our patrons. You guys help us keep the lanterns lit and the actors fed. Check out how you can support the show by searching Death by Dying Podcast on Patreon.
And now before we begin our second tale from Crestfall, we have a special message from a certain someone about a certain something. Whenever I go on a pleasant stroll around Crestfall, I find myself overcome by a sense of existential dread. I have discovered, however, that this can be remedied by listening to the dark comedy sci-fi podcast, Civilized. The crew of a crash-landed spaceship becomes stranded on an alien planet, and, as would naturally happen under such circumstances, hilarity ensues. It's clever, witty, heartfelt, and entirely improvised. Much like my man-eating cats, the jokes on Civilized will kill you, but you'll most likely make it out alive. You can check out Civilized wherever you find your podcasts. Laugh your way out of existential dread with me. We could all use a smile on our face, and Civilized guarantees just that.
And now, on to the show.
Howdy do. I am the butcher and town coroner of this dicey town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is a tale from Crestfall. It was the same old for your old butcher. Sharpen the knives, cut some meat, go in the back to perform a secret autopsy. You know, it ain't easy being a butcher and town coroner, but it keeps me on my toes. My newest dead guy was none other than the great Darius Dithers, the daredevil hula hooper of northern Idaho. He was doing his thing at a visiting circus in Crestfall, rocking those hips while juggling flaming knives over a pit of alligators. You can only imagine how he died. Car accident. Terrible thing. Now I admit, since I got Darius, I maybe noticed a couple of odd things happening around the shop. Weird scratches and such on the door, cuts of meat missing, and ungodly shrieking in the middle of the night. Nothing to get too worked up about. I've seen worse. Even caused worse myself. One night, I finally had some time to take a look at Darius. I closed up shop, grabbed my scalpel, took off my butcher apron to reveal my autopsy apron. But when I opened the door to the back, Darius Dithers, the daredevil hula hooper of Northern Idaho, was missing. Just an empty metal slab. I heard a loud noise, but I wasn't sure from where. It happened again, and this time, I knew exactly where it was coming from. The meat cooler. I opened the door. The usual frosty mist spilled out onto the floor. To the left, I saw my pigs, cows, and sheep. To the right, hey, everything was missing. My pheasants, my rabbits, and my goats, gone. But you want to know the strangest thing? The madness didn't end there. From the back of the meat cooler came this icky, mushy, munchy sound. And that's when I saw it. A pair of glowing eyes. I don't know what, but something was squatting in the corner, chewing, and it was staring right at me. I moved real quick to the light switch, but when I flipped it on, the eyes vanished. There was nothing squatting in the corner. But I just couldn't shake this thought. Could the undead Darius Dithers have leapt out of his cocoon of eternal slumber to feast upon the spoils of my labor? Me, the butcher? Nah, no way. Trick of the light. I don't believe in the supernatural. That didn't change the fact that I was missing a definitely dead human and half of my definitely dead meat. Whoever did this was also definitely gonna be dead meat. Now, I knew I couldn't solve this case alone, so I turned to the best man for the job. Someone who has always been there in Crestfall's darkest hours. A man who specializes in death and mystery. The one, the only, Jimmy Hawkins, private investigator.
Jimmy Hawkins, private investigator. Charmed, I'm sure, like a sailor boy meeting a siren at sea. You came to the right place.
So based off the lengthy conversation we had over the phone that no one heard, what do you think is going on here?
I've seen my fair share of body snatchings and animal kidnappings. Shouldn't be a problem for a seasoned clue killer like myself.
I saw some weird things in there, Jimmy. You sure you're up for it?
You ever heard of the Codnap Caper? 13 sleeping fish stolen in the night? How about the Great Bread Factory Fire of 1982? Smelled delicious for weeks. What about the Silent Killer? Probably didn't hear about that one. What about the Dream Thief? The Except on Sundays Assassin? The Smiling Reaper? Herman the Hermit's Ghost? Come on, you ever heard of those, huh?
A couple of them, yeah.
Well, I've heard of all of them, because they were my cases.
Didn't all those cases go unsolved?
Only because no one else would even touch them. Don't worry, Butcher. You're in the right hand.
Where'd the other one go?
I lost it in the Great Bread Factory Fire of 1982.
Holy smokes. And, you're sure this isn't a Herman the Ghost situation, right? No supernatural forces at work here? Not in my shop, right? Come on, I mean, this is a butchery.
Everything has an explanation, Butcher. I'm not one for the supernatural. I'm a man of science, a man of the real and true. Strap in. This is bound to be one hell of a night.
All right, now look. I tried to stay awake, but I snuck upstairs to catch some Z's. But hey, nothing woke me up, so it couldn't have been that big of a deal.
Help! Help! Please, somebody help me! Oh God, no! Those eyes! Those terrible, terrible eyes! Take that, you scoundrel! Where are you? Show yourself! Ah, never mind, never mind. Never show yourself again.
Those dang birds always wake me up.
Butcher!
Hey, Jimmy! You solved that case?
Look here, Butcher. I don't know what game you're playing at, but I thought you were having me look into a burglary or a rat infestation. You never told me what we were really up against.
And, what would that be?
Here, give her a call. Tell her I sent you. This is out of my hand.
And that's how I, the butcher, against my better judgment, called upon Madame LeBeau.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Yes, yes, yes! I'm sensing something happened here.
Well, yeah, that's why I called you.
It was a good thing you did, and right on time. I was expecting your call.
So, what? Some crystal ball is gonna come flying out of the sky and magically fix my shop?
No. Don't be silly, hairy man. Madame LeBeau would never do such things. I'm no phony. I have a magic mulligan mirror.
Ooh, look shiny. What'd it do?
Oh, it was passed down from generation to generation. And then I stole it.
Checks out for me.
Spirits, I beckon you from the great beyond to this poor, poor, hairy man's humble butchery. Oh, just look at how poor and weak he is.
What are you doing?
Shh! This is careful, intricate work. The reception between the spirit world and ours is but a feeble strand of metaphysical web that the human mind can't even begin to understand. Except for Madame LeBeau, of course. Now, quiet! I must focus all my energy to connect with the other side through the power of my stolen magic mulligan mirror. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes! I see it now. He speaks. He speaks to me. I can see.
What is it? What do you see?
I see something.
Oh, you're killing me. What? What? Be more specific.
I see a man. A man with unusual talents.
Oh, well, that can't be me. I don't do secret autopsies.
Shh! You're disturbing the spirits. And you're not that important anyway. A car on the road. A red car. Circles littered about the streets. He's crying, calling out. My gators! Oh, mama, my gators! Oh, he's slipping away. but not without a craving. The taste of raw animals.
Well, wait a minute. Are you talking about Darius Dithers? The daredevil hula hooper of northern Idaho? Eating my meat?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Darius, of course. I knew it started with a D and ended with an S. The spirits are never wrong, and neither is Madame LeBeau.
The lights flickered off. The noise returned from the meat cooler.
He has arrived. Devin. Devin Dithington.
You mean Darius Dithers?
Yes, that's what I said. Darius.
Oh, the horror!
Speak to us, Darius. Speak to us from beyond the grave. What was that?
You said it yourself. He's trying to communicate with us.
Yes, of course, but we are the only ones in here, yes?
Just then, the door to the meat locker creaked open on its own. Amidst the frosty fog, a pair of glowing eyes appeared.
Madame LeBeau fainted, and I dodged under the table.
Listen, Darius, please, spare me! I'm sorry about your car accident. It was a very nice car, but I'm sure someone will take good care of your alligators. And it wasn't my fault. I'm just a butcher, and a coroner on the down low. I was only gonna cut you open, I swear! Oh, no, Darius! You've manifested your soul into a goat! Oh, you're not Darius. Wait. You mean you've been behind this all along? I should have known. My own meat conspiring against me. Well, it's nice to meet you too, Chester. What exactly did you do with everything in the freezer? I stepped into the alleyway to discover pigs, cows, sheep, pheasants, and rabbits buried in the dirt. Front and center was a crudely constructed grave marker that read, "Here lies Denise and Wallace, the best goat siblings a goat could ever have." You're telling me. Your cursive is impressive. So, you weren't happy that I chopped up your siblings. So you buried your fellow goat brethren to give them a proper send-off, huh? And you thought the other animals deserved the same fate. I mean, you didn't have to empty my entire supply. But, I can't stay mad at you. You're too darn cute. Come on, you must be hungry. I'll make you something. A meat pie. A vegetarian meat pie.
What happened?
What happened is that you're a quack. Chester, get her out of here.
It's the demon! Screw this!
Attaboy, Chester. Attaboy. Now, did I think about chopping up Chester when I found out he had been the one haunting my butchery? Absolutely. 100%. But I looked deep into his eyes and, well, it felt like home. You see, a few weeks prior, I got a trio of goats from a farmer who was shot by his wacko wife and her secret lover. That was before the wacko wife got decapitated by a cannonball. But I digress. The goats, Denise, Chester, and Wallace, were gonna be my freshest batch of meat to sell in the shop. But little did I know, Chester hid from me before I could get to him. Now, I may have butchered Denise and Wallace, Do I feel bad? Sure, of course I do. Were they delicious? And no comment. It can get lonely being a butcher. And Chester filled a hole in my heart I didn't even know was there. So we made an agreement. Every time I get new livestock, we hold a funeral service for the departed meats. To honor them. To show them some respect. I do it for Chester. Because it's what friends do, you know? Support each other and all that jazz. Even if you don't always agree. And you know, he taught me a very valuable lesson. To be compassionate. And that ghosts are a load of hockey fiddle! He still won't tell me where he buried Darius Dithers, even after I explained to him that people don't eat other people. As far as I know. But I ain't too worried. I heard Darius was kind of a jerk anyway. And at the end of the day, there ain't no other goat I'd rather be sipping pink Moscato with than good old Chester. You said it, pal.
This has been a tale from Crestfall. Written by Evan Gulak and Nico Gerentis. Directed by Evan Gulak. Producer and voiceover director, Nico Gerentis. Featuring the voices of Nico Gerentis as the Butcher and Chester the Goat. Ryan Goldscher as Jimmy Hawkins, Private Investigator. And Deb Dotzer as Madame LeBeau. With music composed by Kevin MacLeod, DJ Quads, Cinematic Waves, Lionel Schmidt, Miguel Johnson, Eric M. Music, and Audionautics. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org. If any of you goat lovers would like to send their condolences, comments, hopes, fears, or dreams, you can contact the obituary writer personally at theobituarywriter@gmail.com or follow on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and Twitter at DeathByDyingPod. And remember, if you're going to perform a mystical seance in a butchery, don't forget your magic mulligan mirror.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good. Their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.